Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. Before after the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. He is a contributor to Newsday. He's the author of many books, including Warrior Monk, including Chuck versus the Business World. I think that's Chuck. Is it Chuck versus Business? What is it, Ray? Remind me. I don't have it in front of me.
Chuck versus the Business World. Yep. And by the way,
there you
just,
go.
Contributing to Newsday. Now I write for Dolan and Long Island Business News.
That's right. Well, I'm on the road today, so I don't have that in front of me. I did pretty good, though. I think I got 3 out of 4 there.
If you were a baseball player, you'd be in the Hall of Fame, my friend.
I'd be in the Hall of Fame. That's exactly right. Hey, Ray, thanks again for hanging out with us. Talk to us about what you're seeing in the economy out there right now. As an economist, when you look out across the landscape, what are you seeing? What do you think?
Well, you know, my answer hasn't changed in over 4 years, which is really depressing. But
in your lifetime, have you ever seen anything like this?
I was just talking to my son about this and the extended period of time that we're in here in terms of, you know, obviously the deep, deep recession and then this just horrible recovery. That, no, my lifetime, I think, you know, the only thing you can compare it to is the very late 70s and early 80s. During that period, which was pretty darn ugly. But those are the two periods since the Great Depression that have been the worst in this country. And we're stuck in this right now, and it's going on, nearly 5 years now. I mean, think about that, nearly 5 years.
You know, our mutual friend, Bill Dunkelberg, who polls small business owners every month for the last 40 years, he's got an index that measures it at 100% is you know where you want to be, and he says only since 1986 it's been below 92 points, I think 50 months since 1986, and 43 of those have been in the last 4 years.
Yeah, it's very difficult, and you know I understand.
43 out of 50 in 26 years.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, think about that. That doesn't surprise me, you know, when you look at the numbers. And I think, you know, it doesn't surprise your listeners. You know, most people, you know, and I've said this before, you know, we've supposedly been out of this recession since the middle of 2009. But when you look at the polls, everybody, not everybody, but a solid majority, certainly about two-thirds of the United States, still feel like we're in a recession. So
20 to 25% of my audience, when we poll them on this 3-4 times a year, say that it feels like they're still in a recession, and the middle 40-50% says, you know, things aren't great. You know, we're just hanging in there.
Yeah, and that's and the numbers bear it out as GDP numbers, job numbers, and income numbers. You know, we just saw that income throughout the states has been either last year was either flat or down, but you know the employment numbers that came in recently were really poor across the board. I mean, not only you had the payroll numbers that came in well below expectations and well below anywhere it should be in terms of a recovery, but then you look over at the household data and jobs were lost in a big way and the labor force contracted.
Ray, I think we're going to look back and for the 21st century and call this period of time the lost years. And I'm not being facetious, I'm not being sarcastic, but I do believe that these last 4 years have been the lost years. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And quite frankly, unfortunately, when you look back to 2001, barring a few years in the middle of that decade there, you know, around 2004, 2005, 2006, those 3 years were pretty good. But this has been a dozen years now that we've underperformed. Yeah. Now these past 4 or 5 years have been the worst of the lot, but this has not been a good stretch for our economy by any means.
Well, you know, I remember, you know, I was reporting in 2001, 2, and 3 about a jobless recovery. The first jobless recovery, I was talking about that back in 2002 and 2003.
Yeah, then that's exactly what that was, but I'll tell you now, we'd probably long for that, right?
It's worse. No. There's no question it's worse. Give us the website.
SBECouncil.org.
Check it out, folks. Quick break. We're going to be right back and talk some more about what are we going to do about this, folks? How can we? Is there another alternative? Is there another option for what we have right now from a growth standpoint? Is that possible? Is that something we can do? 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Ray Keating.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.